Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Everybody's so butthurt about Rod Stewart canceling his show at Red Rocks.
Well, I mean...
Shows.
Yeah, two, right?
Yeah, he had
Everyone's
couple.
Freaking out over this.
They're pretty
he's a
upset.
Good artist.
I didn't even know he's still alive.
Oh. Yeah, well, no. I mean...
Rod Stewart's still alive?
He's still alive and touring, apparently.
Yeah.
But
Everyone's
yeah.
mad at him, though.
Vocal cord something.
Something.
He had to keep resting them. Doctor's orders.
Which makes sense, because if you've been singing for, what, 90% of your life, those are probably tired.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
Acute
I get it.
Upper respiratory infection resulting in laryngitis. That's why he had to cancel some shows in California. But then he popped up in Boston for some of the World Cup. They showed him like in a box or something, screaming and having
oh,
fun.
Oh, no.
See, that's not
yeah,
a good look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Somebody's like, too ill to perform, but okay to fly across the country for soccer.
Oh, no.
And then, yeah, something happened here when he's got some sort of vocal cord issue. And again, I didn't know he was so big. I was watching some of the newscast this morning. People were lined up outside Red Rocks yesterday, and they got the notice like 20 minutes before the show.
Yeah, before
and they
the
were,
doors.
They were pissed.
Oh, you should have seen Facebook.
Pissed.
Like, people were coming from all corners of the internet to call out Rod Stewart. Mm-hmm. And I get it, though, because it's like if you're sick when you're younger and you call in sick to school, and then you're caught later playing outside at the
yes.
playground, you know? You can't do that. So I understand why people are upset. I mean, some people travel a whole day to see artists at Red Rocks, you
They
know?
Had multiple people talking about how they came in from out of state.
Exactly.
And they were standing, they had never been to Red Rocks, and this was going to be their big, you know, Red Rocks debut. Rod Stewart, who
Bucket
apparently
list.
Is still alive.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
They were like, this sucks.
Yeah, no, I mean.
It's still beautiful here, though.
Well, here's the thing. I saw somebody pose this question, and I thought it was genius, because we have this happen, not consistently, but it happens a couple times a year where an artist is scheduled to play at Red Rocks and they scrap their show, right?
Yeah.
Now, Rod Stewart's is postponed, so he's hoping to make it up at a later time. But
in 2027.
You know,
September, I think.
Yeah,
is
exactly.
What I said.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, next year. But no, so they honestly, there was somebody who said, what if they take like a screen? Like if a show gets canceled, put a screen up and let us watch a movie or something. I mean, we've came
yeah,
all
that's
that
the
way.
Same.
You know, well, no, but,
no,
I mean,
but at least like get the experience.
Because Red
yeah, yeah,
Rocks
yeah.
in itself is part of the experience.
Sure,
I mean,
it is.
People don't travel across the country to go to, you know,
let
venues.
Me go buy a $17 beer while
yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
at
yeah.
Least.
But that's the thing, is like someone just said, if you could make it worth our while a little bit, you know, obviously you're gonna be sad you don't get to see Rod Stewart, but maybe you can
He's you know, still alive, you know.
See a classic movie.
Throw on some Finding Nemo.
Let's be
Come
honest,
on.
Like a lot of the people yeah. they were interviewing were, you know, they're up there.
Yeah.
All right, they're up there. Wouldn't it be funny if they like turned around and bought tickets for like an EDM show or something the night after?
Is.
You know, as long as we're here.
They've got the neon sunglasses.
We tried acid.
They come out with their hair dyed.
Yeah. Hey, happy Fudge Day, everybody. Milk, milk, lemonade, around the corner fudge is made. Am I right?
Heard that
I had
in
never
so long.
Heard that song before.
You what?
You never sang that in elementary school?
Yeah,
milk, milk,
little,
lemonade, round the corner, fudge is made.
That's what little kids used to say.
I've never heard that.
I have not heard that since first grade.
Oh, yeah, it was a banger back in the day. Happy Fudge Day, everybody.
I love fudge.
I love fudge too. Fudge makes me so happy.
Yeah.
My
I love
grandma's
making fudge.
Fudge. My grandma's fudge is the best I've ever had.
Oh yeah. Everyone knows your grandma's fudge.
Okay.
Right. Worldwide. People
Worldwide.
Know about your grandma's
She's
fudge.
Known people have known that fudge since the 1800s. Time for some sports. Netflix is going to adapt this best-selling novel called Icebreaker. I've never heard of it, but apparently all the ladies love it. It's a hockey romance.
Yes!
It follows an aspiring Olympic figure skater who must share ice time with an NHL prospect. And then they fall in love and make sweet, sweet love on the ice or something. I don't know.
Is everybody adapting
Wasn't this made already in the 80s? The Cutting Edge. Remember that movie,
cutting
The Cutting Edge?
Yes.
It was the figure skater with the hockey guy.
Yes, absolutely.
This has been done.
But there are so many hockey romances out there right now. It's becoming a thing. Like, I love how the Stanley Cup was like the third most popular hockey thing this last couple weeks. Because
no. It's
heated rivalry. That new one. I just heard about it. And yeah, hockey's got everybody talking.
My sport.
I
yeah,
love it.
I guess.
ladies are watching.
Yeah.
I love how there's a whole thing on TikTok where ladies are watching guys warm up for their hockey games, warming up on the ice. I don't know if you've ever seen it, Jeremy,
I can't say that I have, Katie.
They grind the ice, if
you
will.
Stretch the hip flexors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's stretching the hip flexors, but they are grinding that ice, and it is very
sensual. It's funny. They said it's very sensual music, and I'm like, oh, that's bad.
Like Pony by Genuine?
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yep. I had no idea that was a thing.
Oh, it's a whole thing on TikTok.
Aquarium, right, Katie?
I spend a lot of time
I bet
on
you
hockey
do, you
stretches
pervert.
On TikTok.
Yeah, I bet you do. All right, now get this. The Cleveland Cavaliers auctioned off several chairs that celebrities used during games 3 and 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals at Rocket Arena. Taylor Swift's chair from game 3 was by far the most expensive. She was at the game with Travis, and his chair only got $1,400, and her chair sold for like $7,000. $7,000. Kylie's chair sold. Timothy Chalamet's chair, $1,200. Ben Stiller's were like $700+. MGK's seat's about $635. But who's these, again, perverts buying Taylor Swift's chair for $7,000?
You know some weirdo.
You know somebody sniffing
chair.
It, right?
Major
somebody's sniffing
Swiftie.
It. Somebody is sniffing that chair.
Major a sniffy Swiftie.
Yes.
There's Taylor Swift farts on that chair.
It smells like she's
that sounded like a Taylor fart, right?
That did. Exactly.
Oh, pardon me. No, that's not.
That's a Travis fart right there.
There's a Tay-Tay fart. All right, what else is going on in the world of sports?
All right, well, the World Cup is ongoing right now, and Spain is a massive, massive favorite to win the entire thing. And they took on Cape Verde in their first match. I didn't even know this was
a vampire
country. Cape Verde. Apparently, it's a country in Africa. I did not know that, but it's a small little country, and they tied Spain. This is a huge deal because a 0-0 draw, 0-0 draw, means that Spain could drop in the entire lineup there, and that's a huge deal. Well, one bettor on Polymarket decided to put $1 million on Spain winning yesterday because Spain was a -1400 favorite, meaning they had about a 95% probability chance to win this.
Okay.
That's a pretty darn safe bet.
I mean, yeah, I'd take that bet.
Absolutely. 95%. You're like, we got this. No, they lost $1 million yesterday, which is a weird thing because to bet $1 million, they would have only won 86,000. So, like, in the grand scheme, that doesn't seem like a very smart bet, I guess, to put $1 million down to win.
Did
86.
They lose $1 million, though?
They lost $1 million.
No.
They lost $1 million yesterday because Spain couldn't score a darn goal.
Man.
Oh, man.
Absolutely
unreal. It's like Katie on prom night.
Oh.
She couldn't score at all.
Well, we're going to keep it here in the World Cup because Japanese fans are absolutely shocking the American world right now. So Japan played AT&T Stadium yesterday, which was in Dallas, Texas. And at the end of the game, they scored a late goal to tie the game up and create a 2-2 tie against the Netherlands. And all of a sudden, the Japanese fans started waving around what looked like a blue flag.
Uh-huh.
And we, as Americans, were all like, what are they doing? Turns out they bring their own blue trash bags to the stadium, and they wave them around as the match comes to a close, especially if they win or end in a draw. And then at the end of the match, they go and pick up their entire trash around the stadium.
Wait.
I love the Japanese.
I know.
They got it going on, don't they?
Ahead of anything
we
know.
They're such a good people.
Smart.
This is one of the cool things. They're called the Samurai Blue fans, hence the blue flags. That's why they're waving them around.
Man.
And then they open those
That's so nice.
The trash bags.
They're so courteous.
Right?
The Argus crew and the cleanup crew that was there at the end of the game said, we had almost nothing to clean up. And I'm assuming the things they had to clean up were the American fans there.
Yeah.
I mean, truly, there are pictures going viral everywhere of them helping the cleanup crew as they're walking around the stadium. That's just what they do. I've never seen anything like
really
this.
Really well done.
You know what? Like you
High
said,
five to Japan.
Hats
so
off to Japan.
Far ahead of
and
us.
That's how they keep their city clean. They just clean up.
They even care about our cities.
I love it.
I just threw my Starbucks cup on the floor in here, honestly.
Take note.
There is a list out from Ranker.com, which is basically all they do, where they ranked the best characters in the Toy Story franchise. I'm not really surprised by 1 and 2.
Buzz
one
and
is
Woody.
Woody, 2 is Buzz.
Okay.
Bo Peep and Ham.
Where is Bo Peep?
I mean, she's barely in.
Yeah, who's number three?
The Slinky Dog.
He's got to be Slinky Dog.
Here we go. What are you guys doing?
I like those little aliens, too, that are in the claw machine. Yes.
I have been chosen.
Rex is four. Ham is five.
Oh,
and the little green men are number six.
Yes.
Potato Head's seven. Bullseye is eight. Jesse is nine. And Andy's dog, Buster, came in at 10.
Bullseye, who doesn't talk, is ahead of Jesse?
I guess.
That's her horse,
oh, there's
right?
Bo Peep. Bo Peep's at 12.
Okay.
Barbie's on there. The Etch-A-Sketch is at 18. And Mr. Prickle Pants, the Hedgehog, came in at 20.
I love
that's
him.
One of the ones I didn't see, then.
I'm trying to... I feel like the aliens were a little more fun than Woody and Buzz, even.
Oh, the aliens are the best.
Anyway, so you there's your list. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you have to have Woody and Buzz number one and two.
I guess you kind of do.
The OGs. Like.
Tay-Tay's song is topping the Billboard Hot 100. It's number one right now, so she's raking more money in.
It's a good one.
Why aren't we playing that more?
I know. I really like that song.
It's
of
good.
All the songs she's put out recently, that's probably my favorite.
All right. When you do your part, maybe I'll dig it up and we can play it again.
Good.
If you're really good. Okay, so here's a divorce I did not see happening. Jelly Roll has quietly filed for divorce from his wife, Bunny, back in May in Tennessee, according to court records.
That is nuts to me. I thought that they were going to have a baby and stuff. Like, that
they
was.
Trying?
They rave about each other constantly.
I
he,
know.
Like, credits her for a lot of his weight loss journey.
Yeah.
And is always talking extremely highly of Bunny, but something happened. I think he. Did he cheat on her at some point?
Well, I thought they had an open relationship. Like,
oh,
honestly,
is that what it is?
I thought that they had an open relationship. And so when I heard the stories about cheating, I was like, well, how does that make sense? But, you know, all of that can be so specific to the couple. Maybe he did something that they agreed he wouldn't. Who knows? But I'm with you. I was shocked when I heard that they were
shocked.
Skinny and new teeth and is like, I got options,
buddy. Could be. That could be it too, man. You never know.
Because she stayed with him during his, like, prison sentence.
I heard haven't they been together since like high school or something on and off? Like I heard
feel like
something.
It's been a very long time. Yeah. So maybe they're just sick of each other.
I know
other.
Married
that
for
happens
10
too.
Years, right?
Nick Mac's sick of me.
You're about 5 years away.
Yeah. It's right. Coming.
It happens to everybody.
She's over me. I ticked her off right before bed last night, so she's over me.
That's how you do it.
Then I went to bed.
Yeah.
I made her mad and then I fell asleep.
Right before you go to bed.
Yeah.
That's healthy.
Well, we'll deal with that's a tomorrow problem. I'm tired.
An after the show thing.
Yeah. I'll end up just burying it and we'll just
never
explode.
Talk about it again.
Yeah. All right. I'll just wake up with an ice pick in my chest at some point.
It's fine.
It's, so dark.
It's fine.
What's going on locally?
Well, Aurora lifted the firework ban, so that's good news. Yay. Yes. Aurora Fire Rescue said it's going to temporarily lift the city's stage one fire restrictions so people can buy and set off fireworks within city limits. This is going to be from now through July 4th. Now, remember, still only ground fireworks.
Yes,
so
you can't put the pop bottle rockets
exactly.
in your butt and light them off.
I mean, across the state of Colorado, that's frowned upon and forbidden, actually. But you can light them up in A-Town if they stay on the ground. So sparklers and what's your? I like the
fountains.
Little tanks. Right?
Okay. Little tanks.
The tanks.
I just saw
the snakes.
My old,
the roosters.
My old fireworks stand, they just put it up, and I just drove past the other day. So nostalgic, and we sold so many of those tanks.
Yes.
Because the little boys come into the tent, and they're like, I see a tank that I can blow up. It's so cool. Those were so much fun to light off. I
those,
love those ones.
The crackling balls are also
those
a lot of fun.
That was my nickname in college.
I knew it. I knew it.
Old crackle balls.
And then the snakes.
It's very dry here. It's
you
dry
know?
Thing.
Just... Snap, crackle, pop in your pants, huh? Okay, so yeah, you can light them up in Aurora, but just be careful with those, right? Be careful with the fireworks.
Don't do it on your lawn.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. A woman was driving with her permit, her driver's permit, and she was caught going 90 miles an hour at a 65.
I'm impressed.
My goodness. Here's the other thing. She was only 19 years old.
Now I'm really impressed.
she and was on her cell phone?
With her driver's permit. This was in Boulder, and speed limit there is 65, so obviously 90's not okay. She's going to have to make a court appearance, and it could really screw up her chances of getting her actual license. Crazy, right? And here's the thing. I saw a story, and it stemmed from that insane incident on I-70 where those two grown men stopped on the interstate to get out and fight, and they talked about the aggression, road rage aggression, and just people driving a little crazy, fast and whatnot. They're saying the heat and the high gas prices, that has a lot to do with it. For one, like, and here's why they say it. Like, if you are at the gas pump and you fill up your tank and it costs you an arm and a leg, that's going to put you in a mood already. And then you get behind the wheel and you drive and it just ups your chances of being a little reckless. And I didn't even think about that, but they say it's definitely impacting the people out there on the road. So how nuts is that, huh?
That is so nuts.
So nuts.
I just feel like it's so dumb to be aggressive like that. I mean, the gas prices are nothing to lose your life over. Come on.
Absolutely.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Yes.
Those guys were.
Well, then we have one more here with the 250th celebration of USA. Colorado also at 150. They're doing a lot of those lists about, right, like most patriotic states in the country. I mean, everywhere I look, everything's red, white, and blue right now. I mean, as it should be. 250 is a really big deal. But they're saying WalletHub ranked the most patriotic states in the country and Colorado in the top five. Yes! So we've got, let's get number five. It's Oregon rounding out the top five. Then we have Montana
and
Vermont.
Did you just call it Oregon?
I know, I say it wrong. Everybody
Oregon?
Says Oregon. That's how I
Oregon?
Say it.
Oregon?
Oregon.
That's Oregon.
What I say it. Like an Oregon. Organs? You know what? We can move
like
past
what you
that.
Play at church?
That is not the point of the story. Stop it. Sometimes my
Oregon?
Dakota comes out.
Okay.
Stop it.
Welcome to Oregon.
Stop it. So anyway, Vermont, that's how you say that, right?
Yep.
In at number two and three is Montana and Vermont. We've got Virginia number one, and Colorado is number four this year. Yay!
Yay, we're number four.
Yes, and then shout out to my home state, North Dakota, number six. So yeah, we've got some patriotic fever here in the Centennial State. Are you guys going to wear red, white, and blue this 4th of July?
Damn straight.
Right? Like, absolutely. I've already... Everywhere I look, everything is in that color scheme. And so not only do I see these colors, but I feel like I need to buy it because it's
I have American flag shorts that I like to wear, but people call me out as being disrespectful because you're sitting on the flag.
You're sitting on it.
Yeah. You got to be careful about that.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It can be red, white, and blue themed.
Well, shoot,
but...
I have American flag overalls. Now I'm scared.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, you'll be fine with
that.
Just be careful. But however you're celebrating, Colorado, we see you. Patriotic as heck.
Let's go.
Let's go. There's your Mile High Hype
there
cheer.
You go.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
So, you know, after the show every day, we hop on our computer here and we record what we call like a promo. And it'll kind of tease what's coming up on tomorrow's show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we do it every day. Then it plays throughout the day. A lot of times there's outtakes from those, though.
Oh, no.
You know, because you screw up. And then I sometimes save the outtakes. And there was an awesome one yesterday that I'm going to try to work into the show as much as I can today. And it's Katie. Here you go. So that happened yesterday when we were recording. I'm going to hold on to that, I think.
I sound so impressed. I mean, I kind of love it.
Hey,
I
Katie.
Wanted to hate you for it. Kind of love it.
I just ate some fried chicken, Katie. You want to suck on my fingers? Yeah.
You know it. You know this, homie.
So, also off the air, Katie's like, I got to tell you guys about dumplings. So, we got a couple of minutes. Why don't you tell us about dumplings real quick?
I was watching this woman, and she is cooking all of the dumplings across the world. She's making her way across the globe, dumpling style. So, she's got the gyoza, the fried dumplings, the steamed dumplings. If you think about it, like Polish people, pierogies.
Oh,
that's her version of a dumpling. I love it. So, it got me thinking, though, because I was surprised about the United States of America dumpling. Mm. What do you think our country...
I'm trying to think of a dumpling. Dumpling's stuffed, right?
Yeah. So like
Oscar Mayer wieners.
Italians would be ravioli, right? That'd be their version
ours is
of a dumpling.
Corn dogs and Xanax.
And not even just stuffed. Think about what is called a dumpling in our society. Like, what would we eat American style dumpling?
I just said corn dogs and Xanax.
But that's not it. A corn dog is not a dumpling.
No, it's stuffed inside.
Oh, a Xanax. No. You can't just create a dumpling.
Like a kolache?
What is it? Okay. But that's not even United States of America. Is that like Russian, right?
Oh, I don't
know.
I got kolaches in Texas all the time.
We have a name for a dumpling.
Yeah. Do you want me to just tell you?
Please.
You would.
Okay. It's chicken and dumplings. Dumplings. Yes. I know. Totally.
It was a letdown.
You are not underwhelmed with those dumplings. But I love a good chicken and dumpling. Are you kidding me? If you do it the right way, you got to put the right amount of baking soda in there and, you know, put the cover on so it gets all nice and fluffy. And that dumpling, the sauce, like the chicken pot pie innards of the chicken and dumpling will almost caress those dumplings, right?
Caress my dumplings.
Because you'll put the lid on and it'll just completely condense it with that dumpling flavor and then it caresses the dumplings.
Yes. All right. See, I think you just found a like a newsletter or a blog that you need to start, and you can call it "Caress the Dumpling."
Yes,
make it happen.
I need to
caressthedumpling.com.
I need to caress more dumplings.
Yes,
right.
You do.
I do. I need to get
a T-shirt
out there
that says "Caress my dumplings."
I've been slacking.
Oh, baby. What was that cereal that was the...
Count Dracula.
Chocula. Count Chocula. That's what I was thinking of.
The best.
My mom never let me have Count Chocula.
Oh,
she said it was not healthy. But yet she let me have Cocoa Krispies.
Which is...
My mom's full of crap. No, Count Chocula. That's too much sugar. Grab a box of the Cocoa Krispies instead.
That's funny.
Mom. Speaking of the sweet stuff, Katie was talking about, what's this Krispy Kreme hack that's going around?
Yeah, let me
what
show
is
you.
It?
Actually,
you don't need to show me.
Well,
it's radio.
I know it is, but I wanted to show you the picture of it in the pan because it's a viral Krispy Kreme trend, and you just put your donut in a hot pan, and you get it all nice and toasty, and it makes it almost like creme brulee. The topping of
that looks pretty good.
Actually,
I'd try that
For the donut.
They
and
look
I know
like little pancakes.
Josh, you are such a sucker for the Krispy Kreme donuts. You
I
talk
love
about them all the time, especially like the fresh
Non-stop.
Ones. He does
the hot and readys.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. So the fact that you could throw it in a pan and get it nice and crispy,
I love it.
Ooh, I want to
try
that.
No gay.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll let you know how.
You
I'm
report
sure
back.
It's tasty.
Put some Count Chocula on top of
my
it.
My mom won't let me have it. It's too much sugar.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry, Danny.
Sorry, Mom.
It's funny.
Something is happening to me. It's horrible. Yet again, something horrible is happening. It's documented over the past couple months that I have been carrying mints in my pocket. Like a little old man.
Yeah, the individually wrapped ones.
I have
like,
mints. At all times, I have a mint in my pocket.
The lifesaver ones.
I'm morphing into a little old man. I fell down my stairs. That happened. Talked about that on the air. Little old man. And then I've done this thing now where I go around to the coworkers in the office, and if they're at their computer or whatever and I need to talk to them, I walk up behind them and rub their shoulders.
Hate it.
Like a creepy old man. I know. I'm like, it's the morphing is happening.
You got to stop that last one, though.
How's it going? I haven't seen you in a while, rubby. I got a quick question for you, rubby. Would you like a mint, rubby? Now here's the fourth thing that's going on with me as I morph. I was sitting out on my back patio on Sunday having a little cup of coffee. I was out early too. I was like, as the sun was rising, sitting there at the patio table, enjoying a little coffee, and it was quiet. And I was just sitting there. I was like, man,
I love it.
These birds sound beautiful now. The bird.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
It's really good.
You could be a Disney bird. That's really good.
I was watching all the birds landing on the fences, and they're down in the grass picking away. And I was like, man, I enjoy bird watching.
Oh, no, you don't. See, that's where you got to stop, though.
And as I was sitting there, I was like, what? At what point do I start making this a full-time thing?
When does it happen? Like, when do you just wake up one day and you want to install a bird camera? All of a sudden, you're curious about the birds in your neighborhood.
You're going to get the hummingbird. Yeah, the hummingbird feeder.
Yeah, get a little hummingbird feeder out there. Get that one that suction cups to your window.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you can sit in the kitchen and watch them.
Look at the bird.
I know, but then you're like waiting.
Would you like a mint?
Right? Like, that's the thing about bird watchers is you're always waiting for
I'm
the
just
rare
sitting
one.
There. Yeah.
Like, you know, the elusive, what is it? The
red-headed footed wobbler?
The, no, it's like the blue-footed booby. Like
that's,
the booby.
You said it first. There we go.
Blue-footed booby, red-headed wobbler.
Booby. That's what you're waiting for, to come up on your deck and make an appearance. And
the chickadee. Just,
like, there are people who
don't.
Are out clubbing one night, and the next night, they're out bird-watching. I don't
I'm telling
know how
you,
it
I was
happens.
Sitting there, Katie. I was like, this is, I kind of get it. I kind of get why people do this, because it sounds pretty. The smell of the early morning.
Yeah.
And they just are, they're so cute and innocent. I had, the only thing that pissed me off is I threw some grass seed down when they were down there eating my grass seed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's expected.
I was like, get on out of here. It's like get on out.
They think it's get food. But no, it's like I've always been fascinated with birds as far as just like, you know, I want to be one. Like, make me a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from here. Like, that's what I want when I look at birds. I want to fly.
No, I'm not there yet. I'm not senile. You might be morphing, too.
Took it one step further, did I?
I have no idea where I'm at right now.
I think I'm a bird.
I'm a bird.
Oh, fly, fly.
Fly me away.
Far,
I'm a bird.
Far away from here.
Would you like to pet my feathers? Yeah, you sound older than me now.
I know, you know.
Tweet, tweet. Say sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
Say it again.
Sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
Yeah.
Josh, say sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
Yeah. Why?
There's this whole thing going on the Tiki Talkie right now in regards to where people are placing the emphasis on sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
Sweet right. potato.
I think I really hit it with the sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet potato.
Sweet potato. That's how we
say it. Because that's what potato. The difference is. It's not just a potato. It's
not
a sweet
not
potato.
A
sweet potato.
Yeah. Or a red. It's
or
sweet.
Are you making sweet potatoes?
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, see.
What are we having for Thanksgiving? Sweet potatoes.
Sweet no, potatoes.
You say
sweet potatoes.
No, you say sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Yeah, because you have we're making excuse me, both sweet potatoes and mashed potatoes. So you
mashed.
Really do put the emphasis on the
on
way
the
you prepare the potato.
Who are
what
these,
type of tater it is.
Who are these weirdos who's putting the emphasis on potatoes?
Yeah.
Because that's the whole argument on TikTok is more people are putting the emphasis on potatoes
no.
rather
no.
than the sweet.
More?
No.
Who are these morons?
They're stupid.
Their head's shaped like a potato.
Yeah, you're a potato.
Sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
Sweet potato. Even if, like, we're doing too much emphasis now.
I know. We just have to go
casual
out
conversation.
And ask people, you know.
I think I'm going to go out today for lunch and have a sweet potato.
Yeah, you know what we should
sweet
do?
Sweet potato.
We should be like, you know those potatoes? Those one, they're like yams or something.
The sweet
and
potatoes?
And they'll just say sweet potato without you having to ask. And then you'll know the way that they say it without you. You
if
know
I was
what I mean?
Like having a side with steak, would you go for like corn or
yeah,
sweet potatoes?
Yeah. Or what are those potatoes you put the marshmallows
yeah,
on?
Yeah, your little cinnamon and
you
butter.
You know what I mean? Like ask them questions
oh, those
like
are sweet
that.
Potatoes.
Yes.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes. See, it is on the sweet.
From here on out, I'm going to put so much emphasis on sweet now. Sweet potatoes.
What did it do to you? Like that's what people are gonna
it's like your safe
what
word.
What did the potato
my
do?
Safe word. Sweet potato! Sweet potato!
The fun starts now with Fast Five.
Yes, five! Fun! Five! Fun!
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We going fast without one.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
It is time, and it's also presented by Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. If you've never played Fast Five and you'd like to get in, now's your time to call 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. We'll get you on the air, get to know you, and then I'll toss a category at you. Start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with the category. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of pressure, too.
Oh, yeah.
People seize up.
Well, that clock.
Freak
ticking.
Out. Oh, I mean, the clock. It's in your ear.
But it is so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you forget your name, even.
Ah.
But the key is just to call in, become a little radio superstar for a few minutes, 303-691-1649. Katie, give us some examples.
Okay, you never know what you're going to ask, Jeremy. It could be local, like name five rides at Elidge's, or just random, like five things in a junk drawer. The one that won it yesterday, it was Bryce, and he could name five reasons to get kicked out of the pool, no problem.
Oh, that's
and sometimes
right.
They're just kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
Never know what Jeremy's going to throw at you. It's part of the game.
Key is to call in right now. If you get placed on hold, don't hang up. That means you're in. If you can hear the radio station on your phone, you're on hold. 303-691-1649. And I believe we've got some sold out concert tickets for our winner.
We do. You're going to see AJR at Red Rocks. So yeah, you get to go to pretty much the best venue in the whole planet there at Red Rocks, and you get to see a great band too, AJR. So that's what you get if you can win today. Good luck.
Rock out at Red Rocks, bro. 303-691-1649 will get you into the Mix 100 studios. Look like Beth's up to bat. Hi, Beth.
Hello. How are you guys?
No more super dupes. How are you today?
Doing good.
Yeah, what's going on? You going to work?
Yep, just dropping the kiddo off and headed to work.
Oh, yuck. Do you like your job?
I do. Yeah. I actually really love it.
What do you do?
I'm a director of marketing for a law firm.
Okay. Oh, a law firm.
Yeah.
All right. We sue better than the other guys.
No.
Do you have
we do family law.
Oh, do you have like a fun
so
tagline?
So much more exciting.
Yeah. Do you have a tagline?
We protect your future and your family.
Aww. That's really well said.
Griffith yes. Law.
Straight into the point. All right. Very good. Very, very good. All right. What do I have for you? Okay. So no help, no cheating. Okay, Beth. And then no sequels. But I need five movies starring the iconic Jack Nicholson. Go.
Oh, gosh. No. Anger Management.
Yes.
Oh, what's the scary one called? It's not really scary.
That is pretty scary. Is that The Shining?
Yeah.
Yes, terrifying.
He was Joker in the Batman, right? The one I really like is As Good As It Gets. And
such
that was
a good movie.
Oh, that's true.
So, Greg Kinnear was in that, too.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Well, Beth, it was nice talking to you. Have a great day at work with your family law, okay?
Yeah, thanks. You guys have a good one, too.
Thanks, right, Bethy.
Bye.
Oh, she was nice.
Yeah, that was sweet.
April. Hi, April.
Hey, how are you?
Super dupes. You're taking your car to the shop today?
Yeah, that ding check engine light came on, so I'm in trouble.
Uh-oh.
I'm in danger.
Uh-oh.
You're one of those people who takes care of it right away, huh? You just don't hope it turns off by itself.
Well, I was going to put tape over it, but then I was like, eh.
You know what's funny? I'm dropping my wife's car off at the shop today because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the cruise control stopped working.
Oh,
and
no.
You know, we're going to be taking a road trip here eventually this summer, and I'm going to need that cruise control.
Yeah, you are.
I was like, this is not good. So, yeah, I'm taking mine in, too. What kind of car do you have?
Oh, it's a Jeep. So
you don't sound very happy about it.
All my money's gone.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just expensive, right? Like, Jeeps are...
They do
you know where I can sell a kidney by chance?
Oh, God. It's that bad, huh?
I'm afraid. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, might as well just trade it in, April.
Right.
All right. Your letter is F, like farts. We can be children and say that.
Yes.
In 10 seconds, give me five apps on your phone that start with that letter F. Go. Come on.
Fun with friends.
Oh, wow. Is that like a dating app or something? Fun with friends?
Facebook.
Yeah, like Facebook's like the biggie,
Facebook.
Right?
I was thinking Find My. That's one on there.
Yeah, Fiverr.
Yeah.
There's a bunch.
Oh, Find My Friends. I use that all the
find
time.
Find My Friends.
I mean, I don't ever use that. Okay, well, thank you. That was fun.
Okay, April, have a good
thank
day.
Thank you, April. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Miles and Miles and Miles. Hi, Miles.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're super dupes. It says you're working a new job on my screen. What's your new job?
Yeah, I work for ABC. It's Action Behavioral Centers, and I help with children that are on the spectrum.
Hey, you're a good human.
You do good things, Miles.
Thanks.
Yeah. Miles is a good guy.
Thank you for helping out those kiddos. That is so just heartfelt.
It seems like a heavy job. What do you do for fun to kind of decompress?
Hiking, fishing. I do a lot of artwork and stuff like that. So,
do you have a picture of you like standing by a lake or a stream holding up a giant fish?
Oh, I have tons of those.
I don't.
You need one,
Jeremy. I need one.
Yeah.
I have never caught like a decent sized fish that I want to hold it up and take like a picture with it like that.
You need your fish pic.
I need a fish pic.
You do.
Send fish pics, bro.
All right, I'll send you guys one afterwards, of course.
You should.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Are you single?
No, I'm married.
Oh, sorry, Katie. Yeah. Katie loves fish.
We still want to see your fish pic, Miles.
Yeah.
still
send fish pics, man. So funny. All right, buddy. Your letter is F, like farts.
Okay.
In 10 seconds, I need 5 cities or towns in Colorado that start with that letter F. Go.
Franktown, Frisco.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Come on.
I don't know that many.
I'm going to hold on to it.
Okay, I won't say
anything. Don't say anymore.
Say anything. Oh, man.
Why don't you start adding fort in front of them?
That makes sense.
Miles, it was nice talking to you, though, buddy, and good luck with the new gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Don't forget to send those pics, okay? Bye.
I will.
Bye. Hi, Randy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Randy. What are you doing today, buddy?
Oh, getting ready to pick a few kids to school.
Do what with school?
Take a few children to school.
Oh,
I'm in the transportation business for little people.
Oh. We a mini Uber over here.
He's got a little teeny tiny Mini Cooper.
So fun.
This one's a 40-foot limousine for 3 children.
Oh, okay. Wow, bougie.
A big yellow 40-foot limousine. So,
Randy, are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, it's a little hard to hear you, so I want to make sure we can play Fast Five with you. So just talk really loud and clear, okay, Randy?
Okay.
Okay. Randy, your letter is F, like farts.
Love some flatulence.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Flatulence.
That's a little,
that's a grown-up,
a little
way to
daintier,
say it.
Isn't
exactly.
it? I need 5 different job titles that start with the letter F. Go!
Foreman.
Yep.
Struggling. Foreman.
Oh, it goes so quick. Man.
Firefighter.
I know, firefighter.
There we go. Well, thanks for the chance.
Forklift operator.
Of course.
Randy.
There you go.
Randy, you have a super dupes day, buddy.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Randy.
Oh, Randy. We got Tay-Tay. Hi, Taylor. Taylor.
Good morning.
Good morning. It says your parents just left your house yesterday. What were your parents doing there?
They're just in town visiting, and they're going to be driving down to Durango this morning.
Oh, very nice. That's a beautiful drive.
Four Corners, Mesa Verde. Are they going for a specific reason?
They're going to see some friends and play in a golf tournament down there.
Beautiful country.
Lovely.
Yes.
Just lovely.
Yes.
Taylor.
I hope they can make the drive. They're from Chicago.
Fine.
Those Flatlanders,
be fine.
Yes.
No problem. Have the Fast Fives been too hard today?
Pretty hard.
Coming in hot.
Yes, the letter F is hard.
Yeah, it is.
I won't do any more of those. Do you like, you like monkeys?
Yes.
10 seconds, give me any 5 famous monkeys. Go!
Curious George.
Yep.
King Kong.
Yep.
Punch.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Rafiki from Lion King.
And Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong Jr. And Abu from Aladdin.
Yes. Oh, Abu.
Taylor, you really crapped the bed. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But we had fun.
It was nice talking to you, though. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Taylor.
Bye.
Kelly, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are
good.
Super dupes.
Hi.
Who's the random kid?
Hello. Oh, the random kids are my children in the backseat. We're just heading to school.
Give them a shout.
Penelope and Liam.
Let me say hi.
Say hello.
Let me say hi.
That kid was,
let me say hi.
Which one was that one?
That was Liam.
Oh, hi, Liam.
10-year-old, so or almost 10.
Hi, Penelope and Liam.
Let me say hi.
Those are such like my favorite names.
It's
I
really
love
cute.
Penelope. I love Liam.
It's really
thank
cute.
You.
Good job, Mom.
Well done.
Thank
good
you.
Job. Good job naming. Okay, I lied. Your letter is F, like fart.
Fiddlesticks.
What did you just say?
I said fiddlesticks.
Fiddlesticks. Yeah.
Oh,
so, fiddlesticks.
Fiddlesticks.
I need 5 cities or towns in Colorado that start with that letter F. Go!
Okay, Fresco, Fort Lupton, Fort Collins, Frederick, and Firestone.
That was 5.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, oh my gosh, keep going.
No, that was 5.
I can't count.
I think that was 5.
Yep.
You did 5.
Play the winning wind sound, Jeremy. Play the winning wind sound.
I didn't even have to ask you.
Well, they all said it. Yeah. Go, Penelope. Go, Liam. Go, Kelly. Yay. So good.
6-7.
6-7.
Oh, stop with that crap. I'm so done with that garbage.
I'm not done with this.
Stop.
Wait, even if you win, Muffy.
Keep yelling at your kids. It's good.
Oh, I know, right?
6-7. That was stopping that crap. That's damn
stopping that crap.
Liam, you're funny. Over.
Yeah, it is dumb. It's really dumb.
It really is.
Okay, Kelly, you won today. Congratulations.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. You're going to go to Red Rocks, see a fun concert. So get a sitter immediately lined up. And thank you. Thank you for having us on and having some fun with us, Kelly.
Well, thanks so much for having me. That's great.
I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and tell you about that prize. And
all right.
Good news. We'll play again tomorrow morning.
Woo-hoo.
We'll get 6-7 more contestants. 6-7.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Now, Katie's been over here giggling for a few minutes, and I guess there's been a massive overshare on, what, Facebook?
Oh, it's so funny. So my aunt is always putting up things that nobody needs to know on social media, like constantly. And the one that got me, I was laughing so hard. She starts it with, "Prayer warrior friends, I'm asking for an urgent prayer request." Uh-oh. So it's serious.
Yes,
calling
right?
all prayer warriors. Exactly. We're not downplaying that part. Yeah. She just says, "We've been on vacation this week, and since Monday, I've been dealing with a hemorrhoid."
Oh, no. Prayer warriors unite.
Yes. I haven't passed a stool
what?
Since Monday morning, and it hurts to try.
No.
There's more.
This is real?
There's
no.
More. Wait.
I don't want to know about your aunt's stool.
Well, there's more because she asks that you pray that she can release this blockage. She doesn't have to go to the ER. I'm not kidding. I went to urgent care yesterday, but the prescription isn't in stock until tomorrow. Nobody else had it either. I got pharmacist recommended cream to get me
good.
Through.
Yeah, a little prep H.
I'm in a lot of pain. Prayers. Needed.
Is this a moment in time where you call upon your prayer warriors to don the armor and pray for you?
I'm just like, you know, there's a
what's
lot of things
name?
We ask for. My Aunt Julie, man, she, bless her heart. She
Lord,
is just,
please bring her some stool softener
she
immediately.
She really thinks that's what social media is for. It's like, you know, like people need to know my business and this is the most urgent thing going on in my life and I need you all to come together and pray for me. But then we were talking
God's
about this.
God's going to be like, you know what? I hear you
You're
all.
You're going to be just fine. Julie, eat some prunes.
I hear you. I recognize Julie's booty hole right now.
Exactly.
Let me send an angel.
He's going to tell her you got to stop pushing so hard. You got
to
stop.
Yeah, you're going to send yourself to hell if you keep pushing so hard.
The funniest part, I get on there today to read this, and there's an update.
Oh, there's a booty hole.
Oh, no.
There's an update, and she says, update. I took a stool softener and no more fiber and took a shower. So that finally got stuff moving and I finally had a bowel movement. Please continue to pray that I keep having bowel movements and I start to get relief from the hemorrhoid.
Your prayers have worked. Hallelujah. Your prayers have worked.
Praise Jesus, sweet baby Jesus. Thank you so much for helping me with my hemorrhoid. I don't think that's what he's there for, but
why?
Who am I to say you can't pray for that? Exactly. Like, yeah, he accepts all incoming prayers, right? This has got to be one. I'm sure.
I don't know.
I'm sure he has seen his fair share of people's medical issues come to him in prayer for
him. I mean, you
got to
wonder how bad this hemorrhoid actually
how
is
bad was this block
for her to
absolutely
when
make
that
a
dam
post on
finally
Facebook.
Broke
it's so funny though praise Jesus
oh, thank
sweet
you,
Lord above
the parting of the turd
parting of the seas for sure like here it comes watch out get all the small children out of the way. It is coming.
It's coming. Somebody call a plumber immediately. Oh, Lord.
I just
you know
can't.
What? Grow up, guys.
Oh, my goodness. The funniest part is, like, the previous post, so leading up to the hemorrhoid post, she has all of these things celebrating her anniversary, eating massive amounts of cheese pizza. I'm like, there's your problem.
There it is.
Yo.
There's your problem.
Repent.
Exactly. You need
people
to pray for a
commented?
Salad next time.
That was her comment.
So many
comments.
There are literally 25 comments on this thing. And people
are
being very nice. Try a suppository. I am so sorry. Praying. Those are no fun. Been there. Prayers for you. Like so many people are
Thoughts
praying for
prayers.
My Aunt Julie and her hemorrhoid.
Who are these people that are sitting down with their little cup of tea and they're like, Lord, I have something I need to talk to you about.
Waiting for the update, too, right? Like, I wonder what's going on with Julie's hemorrhoids.
this whole thing of oversharing on the socials, it needs to stop.
It's so
bad.
Much.
People are comfortable.
There's
well,
so much.
It also sounds like an old aunt thing to do, right?
It does,
like,
but
they're not really quite sure how the social works.
But that's the thing.
At this point, I mean,
oversharing happens at all stages. It's just the content in which you share. Like the younger people are scantily clad. They are out there in their birthday suits, jumping around, clicking
true.
For likes.
Well,
and
they
whatnot.
Overshare on TikTok.
They
like,
overshare
that's the
on
vlogging
TikTok.
Right there.
Like, for me, I will post everything I eat.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
My entire meal for every day. That is my version of oversharing. And my Aunt Julie, her bathroom habits just happened to make my newsfeed. And I'm like, whoa.
We kind of heard about what she ate, too.
But
so.
Seriously, prayer sent your way, for real.
I just want to comment pics.
Send pics or it didn't happen.
Oh,
grow up.
Okay.
Grow up.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
All right, so this came in from Mandy. It's kind of long. I'll try to zip through this. A couple weekends ago, I went to a charity fundraiser for hunger with three of my girlfriends. It was supposed to be a classy night out. We got dressed up, had dinner, and started enjoying the open bar. The problem is we enjoyed that bar a little too much. As the night went on, my friends and I got louder and louder, and we were laughing at everything, yelling across the table, and being way more obnoxious than we realized at the time. She goes on to say, now looking back, I'm pretty sure people around us were getting annoyed. I can remember seeing a few people staring at us and making comments. Then came the live auction. At some point, a trip to Cancun came up for bidding.
Ooh.
I vaguely remember joking around and waving my paddle. What I don't remember is somehow ending up as the winning bidder for a $3,000 vacation package. Apparently, after I won, I rushed over to pay for it because I was embarrassed and wanted to get out of there. My friends were being loud. I was wasted. I somehow handed over my credit card, signed whatever they put in front of me, and paid the $3,000. Now she says, get this, JKJ. The next morning I woke up and I saw the credit alert on my phone and I nearly barfed. I can't afford this trip. My husband says being drunk doesn't magically erase this purchase and he is pissed.
Oh, no.
I love that she put in pissed.
Yeah.
My girlfriends think I should call the auction company, explain the situation, and ask if they would be willing to cancel it and offer the trip to the next highest bidder. But now I'm thinking about that. I was like,
how do you know who was it? You know, wouldn't know. It's for a good cause. I feel terrible even thinking about asking for my money back, but I can't stop staring at this credit charge, wondering how the hell I'm going to pay for it. What do you guys think? Do I have to own my mistake because I willingly paid for it that night and I was so drunk? Is it reasonable to call and explain that I was effed up, she says, making a terrible decision and simply can't afford what I bought? Would love your thoughts. That's from Mandy. Little drunk Mandy compiled
wasted.
A complete message to us. Yeah. Mandy with her drinking problem. Okay, so what do you guys think about this? She was drunk at this auction, got a little bid happy, started bending, and wound up with a $3,000 bill. She can't afford it. What should she do? 303-691-1649. Would absolutely love to talk to some of our listeners.
Yeah.
If you guys want to sound off about this.
Absolutely.
Katie, have you ever been in one of these experiences?
I have been in this experience, but kind of on the receiving end, if you will, because I was at an auction once and there were a couple people who were a little tipsy and they were battling it out over a trip to Punta Cana, right? And it was like... in the last couple moments of it, one of them bid. The other one tried to go higher, but then it just ended, right? They're both like, oh, I don't want to keep going. I don't want to keep going. So then I jumped in and I was just like, hey, I'll take it. So I kind of took advantage of the fact that they were both drinking.
You like it when the drunks are
bidding. They didn't know what was going on. And so it was like a perfect opportunity for me to swoop in and get a trip to Punta Cana for $300. That's what happened.
That's really cool.
So I took advantage of the situation. So I've definitely been there when tables get a little rowdy at these auctions, you know?
This happened to me like last month.
Okay.
I was at the horse racing thing that we went to for
Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby.
That's right.
And I was having a great time. The drinks were flowing. It was awesome. We had a couple drink vouchers, so I got a couple drinks in me, and I was like half listening, and I heard essentially the auctioneer say, everybody raise their hand. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I did not know the rest of the sentence was, if you want to donate free to the foundation that we donated to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I raise my hand. I'm all excited, and all of a sudden they go, all right, $100 from you, $100 from you, $100 from you. And I was like, I had no clue what had just happened. Now, $100 is not $3,000, but they took it out of my account right away. I was like, I got that income or that taken out of my credit card statement right off the bat. And I was like, oh, okay, we're
they
giving $100 free to everybody tonight. There we go. They're taking it from us, not giving it to us. So I had this experience.
I was just waving.
I literally was waving my hand. I heard them say, raise your hands. I was like, all right, we're all putting our hands in the air.
Well, and you'd look kind of like a big jerk if you asked for your money back from a charity, right?
You can't do that.
So what should Mandy do about this? She was drunk with power, bidding like crazy at this event. And it was a fundraiser for hunger, she says. She doesn't want to say what it was, but it sounds like a good cause, you know.
Yeah.
What should she do about this?
No, it's not. Like, honestly, the onus is passed on to the person who, you know, is in question here. It really is. Like, I remember when that whole situation happened that I was alluding to where I got that trip to Punta Cana. Fast forward, we ended up misplacing those certificates. And the people who ran the whole auction were like, yeah, we don't care.
Not your problem.
You know, it's not their problem.
Not our
they
problem.
Have nothing to do with it. And a lot of times people who, you know, do run those auctions, they don't have a lot to do with the final say. Like, people donate. Those things are donated by people and foundations and organizations who then are like,
they need the money. They
need
the help.
We need the money. So
they're not going to give it back.
They're not willingly going to give you your money back. Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people are writing in and saying, give it to the runner up. And it was kind of alluded to in the email, I think, too. But it's like, how do you know who was there bidding and who was the runner up?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been to a lot of these events for schools and stuff, and I think a lot of these auction companies kind of thrive on the drunk atmosphere.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you become so cocky, and like I said earlier, drunk with power, and you want to impress your friends while you're there because you're all dressed up and you want to seem like a big shot. You start bidding on everything.
Yeah.
And the auction companies, they thrive on that.
And some people put people in the crowd to drive up the bid. I don't know if you knew that.
What?
But some people are there just to make it
they
more
plant
expensive.
Somebody?
It's a planter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$3,001. here's Patty. Hey, Patty.
Good morning.
Don't cuss, Patty. Yeah. The other people were cussing.
Don't worry.
Okay. What'd you think, Patty?
Well, I've been sober 7 years. And the reason I became sober, it's not like I woke up and had a drink, but there were events or things that happen while you're drinking that you start to say, maybe this has more control over me than I wanted to have. And every time she pays that credit card bill, she's going to say, you know what? I may have to stop doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might be time.
It's a hard lesson.
It's a wake-up call, but I mean, that's a small price to pay, to be honest, to wake up. Because, you know, I'm hoping they got an Uber to go home, but who knows? You know, if your judgment's impaired and you do stupid things when you're drinking, and, you know, people want to drink around me, go ahead. I'm fine with that. But when it happens to you and you have that kind of level of remorse, you have to pay attention to it.
Yeah.
You have to pay attention to it.
I kind of want to know what happened with you, Patty.
I know.
I kind of
want to
know.
You know, and honestly, it was nothing. It was just like, one time I was really obnoxious with my best friend, and I thought I ruined our friendship because, yeah. I mean, I let her have it, man. And it was in a social gathering, and everybody saw me do it. And, you know, it wasn't anything. Like, I even went to an AA meeting, and they're like, what was your low point? And I'm like, I yelled at my friend.
Yeah. You're like, that's it?
I must be drunk all the time because I'm obnoxious like crazy to everybody I know.
But, you know, it's just after a while you just start to say, this isn't who I am and this isn't who I want to be.
Yeah.
So I think it's a wake-up call. And, you know, if she's got to pay $30 a month to pay that off, every time she writes that check, she'll say, you know what? This was, I can't handle my alcohol.
Yeah. Hang up the bottle, I think.
Accountability, yeah. Huh?
Patty, yep. This is a very wise phone call.
It is. Patty, I just want to say I'll be sober 9 years in September, and kind of the same thing where you get tired of waking up and wondering what happened the night before, huh? Like, wait
exactly.
A minute, I yelled at my friend? That's not cool. So good on
right,
you.
Right.
7 years coming up. Congratulations.
Well
girl.
Done,
good
Patty
job.
Cake.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
all
you.
Right.
I'm glad you put this out there because I think it's a wake-up call to, you know, there's everybody listening and they're like, yeah, I've done that,
yeah.
You know, and
been there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Patty, thank you for the call. We appreciate you listening.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye, Patty.
Go enjoy an iced tea.
She makes a really good point, though. I bet you she
thinking.
Wouldn't have put up that $3,000 had she not been tipsy.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
The,
you know
that's
I mean?
The gist of this. She
yeah.
was wasted.
Yeah.
I think now that you were all wasted at this event, you and your girlfriends, that you start hitting up your girlfriends now. Like, we were all drunk. We were all obnoxious. We were all bidding. I think we need to split this and just kind of make it a girls' trip, maybe. Maybe we all go enjoy it and
yeah.
try to get some money out of your friends to help kind of recoup this cost. Because
yeah,
they were all involved.
Yeah. Make it a girls' trip. Like, make it fun. Go out and make a thing of it. And
God, I hope it's not an all-inclusive where all you can drink,
I know.
Okay? I don't know what's going to happen in Cancun.
Be careful.
Yeah. Good luck, Mandy.
Sports!
Here at Denver's Mix 100, I got a story that this listener, Brittany, out in Highlands Ranch sent me. She said you guys should talk about this. Netflix is going to be adapting this Hannah Grace book. It's a bestseller. It's called Icebreaker, and I guess all the ladies love this book.
Yes.
They're going to make it a streaming service now.
This and Heated Rivalry. These are the big
okay.
hockey things, right?
Yeah.
Icebreaker's
so,
the other hockey thing.
It's a hockey romance
yeah.
that follows an aspiring Olympic figure skater who must share ice time with an NHL prospect. And they fall madly in love and make sweet, sweet love on the ice.
So cute. Ooh, cold.
They heat up that ice.
Maybe they take it to the locker rooms.
But I guess this is the thing. These books are a big deal amongst the ladies right now. But wasn't this like done back, what would that have been, the 90s? That Cutting Edge movie? You remember that?
No, what are you talking about?
With the ice skater who fell yeah. in love with the hockey guy.
But romance novels stand the test of time. They just different scenarios all over, right? Like,
is that
this
what
is
it
a
is?
Hockey romance novel. Like, sometimes we go back in time with our romance novels.
Put your pads on.
Exactly. Like, anytime that we can make it more interesting to more women and more people in
all
general.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I can't wait to read Icebreakers. Like, really? I just got into Heated Rivalry because one of my girlfriends was like, this is the best romance novel you'll ever read. Hmm. And it's fine because that one's about two guys who are, they don't want people to know that they're lovers because they're hockey players.
Oh. Forbidden love.
Is it called Puck? No.
It's called Heated Rivalry.
No.
No.
Oh.
We shan't. That's
funny. Oh, that's the Heated Rivalry.
We should
rivalry
make one okay that is Puck No. Like,
check me
hilarious
into the boards, baby.
Yes, please.
Over and over
check
again.
Check me again. Oh. Yeah. So good.
Oh, God. What else is going on in the world of sports, Josh?
Distracted. Well, the World Cup is going on, and Spain is like the heavily favored team to win the whole thing. They are such a good team. They have some of the most talented players in the entire world, and they are so heavily favored that many people are betting on them, okay? Well, they took on a very tiny team called Cape Verde, which I guess is a small country in Africa, just off the coast of Africa. And they actually ended up in a 0-0 draw, and that lost people so much money, including a Polymarket bettor who wagered $1 million on Spain to win that match. And that actually only would have brought them $86,000. And unfortunately, that person lost. They did want to remain nameless, so we do not know who put that $1 million bet down. But it's the highs and lows of betting here, because one other person on that Polymarket betting named Fish Alive, that was their name that they released, put $427,000 on Spain to not win that match. They just won $4.7 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So it's
cash
just
money.
Oxymoronic high and low of betting. And sticking with the World Cup here, Japanese fans have done something since 1998 that I absolutely love. So many Japanese fans came over to Texas because that is where their team is being held right now. And after the game finished, they did something that I don't think any American has ever volunteered their time to do. They clean up their own mess. They bring trash bags to the stadium, and they fly these trash bags around. They're the color blue because that's their team color. And they fly them around and wave them around like you would a flag, okay? But at the end of the game, they open those trash bags up and literally clean up their own mess. People that worked, the staff that worked at AT&T Stadium in Texas said there was virtually nothing left to clean up at all. That's the one thing that I think Americans should absolutely adopt here with seeing every different country come over to America for the World Cup. Is that not the coolest thing ever?
Clean up they're after
very
yourselves.
They're a very courteous people.
You know, that
I love
was a,
that.
That was a Japanese mother who's like, I'm not your maid. Clean up after
Seriously
yourself.
Yeah, every,
like,
every mother.
You bring your
mother
own bag.
So you talk to your toddlers,
exactly,
right? Clean up your mess. Here's a divorce nobody saw coming. Jelly Roll and his wife, Bunny XO, getting the big old divorce.
I know.
Time to write some music about my divorce from Bunny. She was my honey. We got married with and it was sunny.
And I had money.
Now I got more money. And I need a new honey.
Aww.
This song is really funny.
Sure.
Anyway, didn't see that one coming.
No.
They were in love.
Very sad. Even on Facebook, I just got clickbaited because it said, we know the reason. And it's just irreconcilable differences is all they say.
Oh.
So they don't really, you know, weigh in on the reason. But very sad because I thought that they were trying to have a baby and, you know,
not
make their family
anymore.
Bigger. No, it's
the
sad
most beautiful little tattooed couple right
I
there.
Know.
Yeah.
God, so many tattoos.
Oh,
anyway, they're
sad
moving
for
on
them.
And people are calling pickles the pumpkin spice of summer. It's the pickle craze right now. Pickled flavored everything
they're
from
everywhere.
Popcorn to pretzels to protein bars to hummus and frozen pizzas.
I think this happens every year.
Smoothie King even has a pickle smoothie.
Yeah, pickles just have their moment every year. It's usually around summer because it's kind of a refreshing flavor,
mm-hmm,
right? So, yeah, but I love pickles. I'm here for it.
I just
whatever
got some of those Grillo's sweet and spicy.
Yeah,
and
you did.
I don't even put them on the sandwich. Like, they're the pickle chips.
Yeah.
I don't even put them on a sandwich. I just eat
them.
I
wow,
just raw dog them. They're
saw
so good.
I just got pickle eye drops.
Stop
oh,
it.
Blink twice.
So dilly.
You're probably hydrating.
I love it.
All the salt.
Of course you do. Okay, let's move on to Aurora because they lifted their firework ban. Did you see
Yay
this? Yes, Aurora Fire Rescue says it's going to temporarily lift the stage one fire restrictions so people can buy and set off fireworks within city limits now through July 4th. Now, remember, It's still only ground fireworks, but you can light them up in A-Town. The fountains, the tanks, the roosters, the snakes.
Look, I worked
sparklers.
At a fireworks stand for like 12 years every summer because my neighbor owned it. And it was like the most fun I ever had. Yeah. I loved it. I was a teenage boy that got to work with fireworks. Like,
woo!
As a pyromaniac, it was awesome. I'm so glad that we can kind of safely do them this summer to celebrate America's 250th.
Oh, yeah.
Like there it
that.
Is.
In North Dakota, we can light off whatever kind we want.
I know.
I mean, we're talking just like into the air, complete fireworks
show. Did you have a Roman
show.
Candle it?
Oh, yeah. We would, with my cousins, we would have Roman candle fights.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Your mom has one eye and you still did that?
We still did that. We still did the Roman candle fights, the bottle rocket fights. Like, we would have all of that.
Oh, yeah.
Shocked fireworks are, you know, outlawed here, the ones that leave the ground. Okay. Let's move on to this because you said it, Josh. It is the 250th celebration of America and 150th. Here in Colorado. So it just makes perfect sense that we made the top five when it comes to the most patriotic states in the country.
Yeah! America!
This is according to Wallet Hub. So coming in at number five, that would be Oregon.
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 You call it Oregon.
Oregon. Yeah, whatever.
Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea it had so many syllables. We also have Vermont and Montana in the top five. Colorado's number four this year.
Hey, we're number four.
Yay, and it is Virginia coming in at number one. Shout out to my home state, North Dakota, number six. Woo-hoo, let's go. America. So there you go. There's your mile high hype joke.
You're right over
the
there.
Eagle threw me off a little. Oh, no, I have a cramp. Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Are you up to date on your drunk celebrities? Goofy gossip. B-movies and boy bands?
Yeah.
Katie is. Especially the boy bands. Let's see who can out Katie. In Katie Crush. With JKJ.
Yeah, it's time to have some fun and play Katie Crush. Alden made it through. Hi, Alden. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Well, we're super dupes. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Alden.
Well, I'm a single mom of three, and I listen to y'all every day, so I'm ready to crush Katie.
Oh, yeah, you are. Bring it. Get in her kitchen.
With that sleepy voice, the way you said it, I'm a little intimidated. It's
that's
not
more
lie,
of a sexy
Alden.
Voice.
I know. People have told me, well, I should do certain things with my voice, but I don't really get it.
No, you sound really
you
really,
do.
Really hot.
Absolutely.
Really hot.
You do. You really do. You have a very sexy
well,
voice.
Katie, if I win, you're going to have to come with me because I just adore you.
Oh,
you're like so happy. Like your laugh, like your energy is just brilliant.
It's contagious.
I love fake this, too. Alden.
It is contagious.
You should try working out with her, Alden, though. It's like you'll last about 15 minutes.
I'll take Josh, too, but maybe not so much you, Jeremy.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you, Alden.
I think your voice is horrible. What did I do to you?
Oh. No, you skipped over me when I called, a month ago.
Yeah.
And Josh was like, oh, yeah, you're on. Oh, wait, no, Jeremy picked someone else.
I think that was because your phone was cutting out so badly.
Yeah, it wasn't my fault. It was your stupid phone.
It was the phone that was cutting out, and we just can't use that audio.
If he heard your voice, I know he
Alden,
wouldn't catch
I heard
you
your
on
voice.
All day.
I wanted you on. Trust me. Trust me.
Well, fine. You can go be friends with Josh and Katie, Alden. I don't even care.
I will.
We'll get three tickets to Weird Al. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, I'll bring Nick back, too.
Okay. Oh, bring my wife. Give me a night home alone by myself.
No, you gotta watch the kids.
Absolutely.
Take my children too, Alden.
No.
No.
Not happening.
All right, let's play this ridiculous game. Katie, you want to say before
I
you leave?
I want you to win so we can go. So good luck, Alden.
All right. Bye, all right. Felicia.
Yeah, get out of here. All right, so she's gonna go into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the question so there's no cheating. And we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in. All right.
Okay. I don't know what that was.
But... is this your normal voice?
Yeah.
Wow. This is a good voice.
It's a great voice.
It's a great voice.
It really is.
I honestly don't know why people say that.
It sounds like
really
Stifler's
don't.
Mom a little
it does
bit.
Sound a little Stifler's mom.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, my gosh. Come on now.
Wow.
I like it.
All right. Here we go. Who plays Maui in the new live-action movie Moana?
Oh, my gosh. She was the girl from The Little Mermaid, I think.
You want me to put down The Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
All right. The Little Mermaid plays Maui in Moana.
She does.
You bet.
Yep.
All right. What store has the slogan, expect more, pay less? Come on, I need something.
Walmart?
Walmart. All right, here's your third question. What's the name of Napoleon Dynamite's llama?
Tina.
This is the one you're, like, positive about.
Instantly.
Oh, instantly. let's get in the Wayback Machine. Monica and Brandy sing what song together? What's the name of that song that they sing together?
Oh, my gosh.
I know, right? It's a good song.
It's a good song. You guys always play Backstreet Boys. Like, what?
You don't like Backstreet Boys?
No. My Man?
That's My Man.
Oh, I see the video in my head, too.
I doubt it. All right, here's your final question. What was the inaugural season of the Colorado Avalanche? When did those boys come to town?
All right, mister.
Twenty ten. All right, let's get Katie back in here.
Yeah, okay. This is so bad.
Hi,
yeah.
Guys. Hi. Hi.
The way you said so bad.
Are you
say
still
it again.
Sexy in here.
say
so bad.
Yeah. Oh boy.
You got them going, Alden.
Alden,
you should
say
see their...
I don't.
Say I'm.
I don't
so,
get
I'm
it,
so,
Katie.
Say I'm so bad.
You're so bad.
Oh Lord in heaven.
You are doing something today.
She said, oh my gosh, earlier, and I was like, oh wow.
This is our chance. Keep him distracted. This is how we win, Alden.
Yes. Yes, Katie.
Yes.
That too.
Say yes again.
Oh my gosh, I just saw a hummingbird. Wow.
Squirrel.
I'm not kidding. There's a hummingbird.
You had me going.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Well, say hi to the hummingbird for us.
Okay.
Is he a naughty hummingbird? He's a naughty hummingbird, isn't he? All right, Katie, you ready?
Gosh, I'm ready.
Oh, who plays Maui in the new live-action Moana movie?
The Rock, right?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Alden said the little Mermaid.
She plays Moana.
Yeah,
right?
She plays Moana,
yes,
not Maui.
Yeah.
Maui is
no,
the
no,
guy.
No, not, yeah.
Maui.
Oh, darn it.
It's all right. What store?
Listened.
It's okay. What store has the slogan "Expect more, pay less"?
Is that Walmart?
Final answer.
Yes.
No. Alden, you also said Walmart.
What
we're looking
it?
For
it's
Target.
More payless Target. So I'm no. Should have known that. Okay.
It was just there this morning too.
Oh.
They don't have that logo anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, Target's pretty expensive.
Store.
Too, so.
All right.
Yeah. I spent $83 on three things.
All right.
Like, what am I doing?
No, I don't know.
She sounds good saying it, Jerry.
What'd you buy? What'd you buy?
Yeah.
I just bought like two file folders and a pair of pants. And that was
some dollars?
$80.
Hey.
Yeah.
Were they leather pants?
No.
Katie, what was the name of Napoleon Dynamite's llama?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember. Is it Brady? What is
no.
the name?
Alden, you got it right. It was Tina. Tina, come here, you fat lard.
Gross.
That's right.
Katie, okay. Monica, and Brandy sang a song together back in the day. What was the name of
that
song?
I love that song. The boy is mine.
Oh, my gosh.
Alden
right.
said, my man.
This
It's close, though.
Close enough.
Yeah. That's my man.
No, it's wrong.
But you, she
it's
knew
totally
song.
Close.
Oh, idiot. You,
oh, my God. Ah.
Katie, what was the inaugural season of your Colorado Avalanche? When did they come to town?
Oh, it's 94? 94?
Alden said 2010. 1995! Hey!
Oh, man.
Well, super old.
Yeah, they are super old. Okay, so Katie got two and you got one. You've officially been crushed by the Katie
Cat.
Yeah.
For you.
I was looking forward to our date night.
Oh, so sad. That day for Alden.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Katie wants to hang out with me, so you might as well just give me the prize.
No, I'm not going to do that.
You can't sweet talk him now. After you
nah, there's no sweet talk.
No.
Yeah, they, like this whole thing started off on the bad foot, Alden.
Oh. What?
Yeah, you said you wanted to hang out with Katie and Josh and not me, so sorry, bro.
Oh. I'm not your bro.
Oh, backing down.
Second of all,
broette,
you chose other people besides me.
That was that's weeks ago, and this your phone sucks, so that's on you. I'm sorry, you lost today. I'm not in a good mood today.
Aww. Oh, no. Well, get in a better mood, Jeremy.
I will once I hang up this call.
Fix your stuff, Jeremy.
Alden, I love you. Have a great Tuesday.
We can still be besties, though.
You can still go get Panera or something with Katie at some point, okay?
Yeah. Yes, I would love it.
Okay.
All right, y'all.
Stay sexy.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye, Alden.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
She was so sweet. Like,
dude,
I loved her.
She could make so much money.
She was something.